Dive Radio.
Just my type.
Hello, this is Type Radio. My name is David Carson. Now we're talking.
Do you live up to your parents' expectations?
Boy, that's a tough one. I'm not really sure what their expectations were, or if they could tell you, actually. I studied sociology in college. They wanted me to study business, because that would be more practical, and the surfing, they were not super supportive.
Must have not sounded like a real career either.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so I think they were real happy when I got a teaching job. And I think later, when they could recognize some of the clients, when they could tell their friends, for instance, that I was, you know, being flown over to work with Mercedes or Xerox or any of the something they could finally get a sense of and explain to their friends, maybe I think at some point I probably lived up to or exceeded really their expectations. My first exhibition, major exhibition, was in Munich, and I flew them out to the opening, and it was a pretty big deal. So
they must have been proud.
I think they would say they are. Yeah.
Do you have children?
I have a 6-year-old daughter, Lucy, and an 8-year-old son, Luke.
And do you ever work together?
Well, I have used some of their work. I love kid art, and it's amazing, and my refrigerator is full of it, my office is full of it, they live with their mother, but I've given them kind of the bathroom in my house. It's fairly large, but the walls in there are just for them to paint and draw and do whatever every time they come over. It's great.
When Ray Gun came out in Beach Culture magazine, the whole concept of layout was turned upside down. It was quite revolutionary in those days. The whole theory behind it, did you already were conscious of that while you were doing it? Or you were just doing it and afterwards thought, well, oh, this is how it worked, or this is how it came about?
Yeah, no, I definitely wasn't thinking in terms of, I wasn't trying to break rules or make things hard to read or do things differently. I was simply trying to do what made sense to me. And I had no training and no schooling, so in a sense I never learned all the things I wasn't supposed to do. And I would read the articles, play the music, and that would send me in some direction. And then later I started...
It's a very intuitive way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if I read an article and it's angry, I think, well, how can I make this feel angry? And then all of a sudden, or whatever. And then later other people start to say, oh, he's breaking the rules and he can't read it and blah, blah, blah. And you know, I remember reading somewhere that what I did was called deconstructionism. I thought, well, that's
great.
That's what
sounds,
I do.
Sounds cool.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm thinking, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like, yeah. But yeah, there was never any grand plan.
Were you surprised that people reacted like that?
There's not... Maybe when I look back, I'm a little surprised, but at the time, you're so absorbed in it, and on a day-to-day basis, even today, I mean, you're just working, and then there's other things going on and articles coming out, or every now and then you go to an event like this, and a lot of people come to hear you speak, and you kind of go, oh, something's going on here. But for the most part, yes and no. I mean, yeah, I was aware of the press and things, but again, I'm working fairly anonymously in a small office.
But does that also put a... pressure on you? I don't know, because if suddenly they say you have changed the course of graphic design at a certain point, and then they expect more, or
well, that kind of stuff came pretty late. I mean, I think I hear more of that now than I did then, and even then, I always heard more about discussions and bad things people had said or written or whatever than I actually experienced them. People that hate the work don't come to the lectures, they don't hang out and ask questions. So there's kind of a buffer, really. And I don't, I know when not to go read something, or, you know, somebody will say, boy, did you read what so-and-so said on this blog? And I'll say no, and I'm not going to. I don't need that. I don't know. Sometimes towards the end of Reagan, every now and then I'd start to do something and I'd kind of laugh or something. I think, well, this is going to piss him off. And just knowing that these people that were waiting to pounce on anything, you know,
if you had a chance to do something else than what you're doing right now, and I don't mean surfing, but is there another career change you had in mind?
Not an obvious one. I sometimes think I'd like to end up just painting, and then I'd still like to be doing more moving things. I'd probably enjoy doing documentaries because of my sociology background, and, you know, dealing with people in real life situations, which is kind of why I went into editorial. I didn't start out wanting to be a magazine designer, but it was more interesting for me to read a story about somebody or a real person or an event and then try to interpret it than it was to, say, design a new shoebox or something. You know? So I would, but people don't think of me in terms of documentaries and things like that. So we'll see. I used to say thought I would end up doing one or the other, making film or just painting, probably down in the Caribbean. we'll see. Plus, I want to learn how to play the guitar.
But yeah, okay. Huh? Is that also the painting because you feel a need to get away from expressing somebody else's message and you really want to?
No, because I tend to think I'm kind of expressing my message in the work. You know, somebody asked me one time, do you have any time for personal work? And at the time, I thought, well, it's all personal. What do you mean? And as I've gotten bigger clients or whatever, it becomes a little less personal, but it's still subjective and I'm putting some of myself into it, so I rarely feel detached or just, oh, let's get it out the door, or, you know, that's why I never use grids or any kind of system, and still don't. I can't work with any kind of guidelines on the screen. I've got to eliminate them because I see them too much. They're part of the design. I have to go to a blank sheet. It's been described, somebody said I'm kind of painting with letters and images and things anyway, which I kind of agree with.
Are you really interested in type design? Have you ever considered designing a font or getting into that?
A little bit. In fact, I think people assumed for a while there that I was designing a lot more fonts than I ever have. I basically don't have the patience and some of the technical know-how to really design a font.
Well, that can be obtained, I mean.
But I haven't, you know, I haven't pursued it. And I think I could do some interesting fonts. I don't know how to use Fontographer. I'm a very low-tech kind of guy. I mean, 90% of my work is just done in Quark Express. So it's more about cropping and basic decisions of font and placement and image and this sort of thing. But I'm really not a font designer. I'm not a font designer. I did a few hand-done ones early when people realized you could do that on a computer, which is kind of ironic that you spend all this time trying to get a font look like it was hand-done. I was like, there's another way to do that, actually. I'm not a font designer, but wouldn't rule it out.
Thank you.
Okay.
For this conversation.
Thank you. Time Radio.
Now we're talking.